Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Wes Hodkowitz. Wes, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, guys. I got to say, I had a big smile on my face this morning when I got the text message to jump on because, Mace, I think we're making history. I think you're the first player that I covered that is now sort of interviewing me. I don't think that's happened. There's not very many firsts anymore for me. I think this,
Heck yeah.
This is one of them.
Nice.
Well, I feel honored. And hey, nonetheless, it's Bears week, right? So, I mean,
absolutely, man.
We've been through a lot of those together, and nothing's better than Bears week. Just the energy in the building just changes a little bit. Have they shown the history of the rivalry in any of the team meetings yet? Have you seen any of those videos popping up?
You know what's cool about this era? You know, back in the day, and you could speak to this better than anybody, you know, Mike would always put up all the signage, right? Like the physical signage around the building, especially when it was the NFC North. That era, you know, and everything's on screens now, right? Yeah. It's all on LEDs and televisions. And certainly, you know, Matt LaFleur is preaching that message too to these guys that this is a very huge matchup. And I don't know how much you guys have talked about it. I'm sure you have. I mean, for me, I was thinking back. There were some big Packer games against the Bears during my time on the beat, but it seemed like most of them, if not all of them, for both teams were at Soldier Field. Mm. I was trying to think of like how many consequential games have been played at Lambeau. You know, now you have the Bears going in at 9 wins, the Packers at 8, everything to play for in the NFC North. I think Sunday's going to be an amazing atmosphere.
I got to think back. It's probably that 2010, right? Whenever we beat them, you know, to have a chance to even get in the playoffs. So we had to beat them. I think I remember who was it in the corner of the end zone? Was it Tremont that knocked the ball? Like it was Devin Hester was trying to catch a ball in the corner of the end zone. I mean, just so many memories from these games, and they always. Even if a team blows them out, I mean, I looked back at some of the, you know, through Matt LaFleur's era against the Bears, and it's been pretty lopsided on the Packers side of things. Last year's games were the closest, you know, in any season as in the LaFleur era. So what do you, and then this Bears team this year plays tight games. So what are you looking for in this game? You know, I was, you know, warning fans. I was like, be ready. It's going to be, there's going to be moments. This Bears team is pretty good where you feel like it's slipping away from this Packers team, but stay the course. And do you think the Packers are going to do a good job with that? And, you know, what are you hearing there in 1265?
Yeah, it's an excellent question, Mason. And when you look at it, right, I mean, these are probably the two teams that I think have been the best this season around the league as far as kind of grinding out those games late. I mean, it's no coincidence that the Packers and Bears have found themselves in this position. They've found ways to win these type of games, and maybe nobody's been better at it than Chicago, especially during this winning streak that they've been on. So I really look at it in three different vacuums, right? The first one being it's Ben Johnson. Everybody knows the bulletin board material he put out there the day that he got hired, the day that he was introduced. If there was ever a game in which I feel like he has stuff planned going into a season that he wants to implement and save for a game, I think this is it. So I think from the Packers' perspective and Jeff, you know, Hafley, you have to be ready for anything in this. Now, offensively, I really like how this sets up for Green Bay if they protect the football. I mean, Chicago's defense is unbelievable. That secondary, what they've been able to accomplish this year with interceptions and takeaways has been really impressive. But the Packers also have been good at protecting the football during this three-game winning streak. If they can continue that, the yards are there to be gained against the Chicago defense, I feel. So it's going to be gritty. I think it's going to be one of these games. It would surprise me if it doesn't come down to the wire. But certainly the Packers have to be the better team in those last 3 to 4 minutes to be able to prevail and take that top spot in the NFC North.
Yeah, as like with what you're saying, I mean, all I'm thinking is special teams might be the difference, right? And I can think of so many times where, I mean, against the Bears, that was always my concern, right? They had Devin Hester for a long time.
Right.
Then they got Cordarrell Patterson for a bit, you know, and it's like the guys that they had special teams, it always came down to either stopping them from the punt, you know, a big punt return or an impact on special teams, or we had to kick a game winner, they had to kick a game winner to win the game. Like, there were so many moments like that. So talk about the special teams on both sides, Chicago and Packers, and where the Packers maybe can gain an advantage on that side of the ball.
Yeah, and there's no better example of that than last season, right? You have Carl Brooks, the yep. finger poke of, you know, from the heavens there to preserve that win at what ended up being the only division win Green Bay had last season. And then it come back against them there in the finale when, you know, Cairo Santos makes that game winner to end the regular season. So
off of a punt return, right? Or a kickoff return?
Right.
Yeah,
there's a ton of things that have been factoring into this. What I like about two things I like about what Green Bay's done is, okay, special teams have been up and down throughout the course of the season. I've always felt like punt coverage-wise, this has probably been the strength of that unit. Yeah. I feel like their coverage teams, the way they've been able to tackle, they've been avoiding those explosive gains both in the kickoff and the punt this season. You have to be able to continue that. You hope that Brandon McManus being able to get maybe back more into a rhythm again, can make some of those kicks, make them playable, try to get them behind that 30-yard line, which is something they were doing really well earlier this season. And then just owning the elements. You know better than anybody. I mean, just how challenging it is to kick here and being able to do that in these temperatures, if it's hovering in the teens, late into the evening, what that's going to be like. It does. And when you have games like this between teams that are that close, it comes down to those margins. And are you better in those small areas? And in Green Bay, I feel like from that special teams we fence side of things has gradually improved here over the last month and hopefully can carry it into this game against the Bears.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's nice. Going to be, you know, it's like the return game, right? Who, and like, we always want to see explosive returns, but, you know, you have Romeo Doubs back there to hold on to the football. Like, right. Especially as the weather turns, these punts could get a little squirrely. They don't always turn over. You need somebody to secure that ball, give the ball back to the offense. If you can get 5 to 8, 10 yards, that's fine. You know, we don't need to have a punt return every game to feel really good about it. So I do think this game could come down to that. Who, like, holds on to the ball in that punt situation? Waylon's been bombing it. So go down there, try to get a turnover in that situation, and then hold on to the football in the punt return. So,
right. Mason, real quick, I was going to interject. I agree that 5 to 8, holding on to the ball is important. It's not about it, but it's also about preventing the other team from getting a 20, 30-yard return. And I think that's where some of the trepidation sneaks in as Packers fans, is just over the years we've been burned by that.
Yeah, no doubt.
As good as Whelan is, like, it's do we trust the coverage team to stay in their lanes and to do their job and to limit the Bears to 5 to 8 yards and more than that.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And I think that's like on the specialists too, to not go outside your wheelhouse, because you know that ball's not going to hang up as high and go as far whenever it gets that cold. So you just got to hit your ball, trust that your guys are going to go, maybe try to get a little more hang time, limit the, you know, the distance and outkicking your coverage. But I've been saying all week, stop the run for the Bears and put the ball in Caleb Williams' hands. If the Packers can do that, get a lead and put the ball in Caleb Williams' hands, like, you got to think this is like all in the Packers' favor with that type of scenario. Would you agree with that, Wes?
Yeah, I would, Mace. And you look at the way Ben Johnson structures his offense. It's no coincidence that they brought David Montgomery there. They made that draft pick with Jahmyr Gibbs. They wanted to build a two-headed monster, and they very much did. And now you're seeing that in the same side of things now. And you know, I've always been a big DeAndre Swift fan. I think he's really talented, but it's just been a matter of being able to keep him on the field. When he's right, he's very good. But with him being hurt for that, you know, short amount of time, it allowed them to be able to have a secondary option now. And that 1-2, if they get going, that does set up the rest of the offense for Caleb Williams. And we've all looked at it. The completion percentage is what it is, but there's also that gamer aspect to it. He's a slippery guy in the pocket. He can make big plays happen at a moment's notice. And he generally does a really good job of protecting the football. I think the one danger part for Green Bay, and maybe the weather will take this out of the conversation, we'll see. But you know, when you look at Odunze, he's been so quiet now for so long, and he was so good that first month of the season. Making sure that that can maybe just hold off here a couple more weeks, that Green Bay can contain him, DJ Moore. You know, they have talent there at the receiver positions, but the backfield is where everything starts. And if you allow them to get in the third and manageables and you allow Ben Johnson to really start, you know, cooking up some schemes there, that's where Caleb Williams has been at his best this season.
Well, Wes Hockowitz, I always just call you Wes Hod. Like, I just don't even know, you know. Like,
you're fine with that too, man.
Yeah, Wes Hod, Packers.com. And, so let's talk about – I want to talk to you specifically about Jordan Love and the way he's been playing, especially here down this last three games in this stretch. They limited him – like, we're able to limit his time against the Vikings by just running the ball, getting a lead, you know, preserving that shoulder that he kind of took a hit on. But then against the Lions, he looked really, really good. Do you think – I mean, is there a shot at him if he finishes this season off right? I mean, he's climbing that MVP, MVP voting and, the odds to win that thing. Do you think he's playing at an MVP-type level right now?
I think he is, but unfortunately, there's just the branding aspect with this too, right? I mean, I think there's a lot of people – I'm one of them that says, you know, Mason Crosby probably should have went to a Pro Bowl, you know, during his career, right? But – it's almost like there's this popularity contest sometimes, even when guys are really doing well. I mean, it is stunning to me that Jordan hasn't made the Pro Bowl yet, right? Yeah. Especially in a day and age in which, you know, you've seen random quarterbacks get those opportunities. So, I mean, it's a big jump to go to that MVP conversation. But let's be honest. I mean, when you see – when he is on his game, I don't know if there's very many – better passers in this league. And the one thing we've known from day one, I'll never forget this conversation I had with his offensive coordinator from Utah State, David Yost. He said, there is something about him that his, you would think his heartbeat is at 30 at all times. Yeah, he never gets too high. He never gets too low. Sometimes almost to a fault in the pocket, you know, I mean, not wanting to use his legs enough. I think this year you've seen the maturation of that along with some better health that's allowed him to use his full arsenal. And when the game is on the line like it was in Detroit, he's absorbing the contact. He knows the hit is coming, but yet he gives his receiver a chance with the football. There were some times this year where the Packers haven't had the run game to lean on like they did last year. Yeah. And Jordan came up aces for them. So he needs to be able to continue the second half Jordan Love, this remarkable streak he's been on here. They're going to need him to do that, to be able to make a run, to get to the playoffs, to get a top seed. But, man, if he actually does accomplish that, at what point do we finally start talking? Not Green Bay, not Wisconsin, not the Midwest, but legitimately the National Football League start talking about this guy as one of the really true young ascending quarterbacks in this league.
Yeah, it is wild to think.
Just not in Chicago. Because they are convinced that Jordan Love's ceiling is Caleb Williams' floor. And that Caleb Williams is going to be
their 58% passer over there.
Right. Well, I'm just telling you what I hear.
No, I agree. I just think it is wild to see the progression so similar to like Aaron Rodgers, right? I mean, this is year three. He's getting that like a little recognition. He's starting to climb that ladder. And then it's like that year four, it's breakthrough. But in Green Bay, you don't get like the flash in the pan. They're built on consistency and doing like things over and over and over again. Whereas you're going to get like that established vet that gets the nod for MVP or Pro Bowl. And then you're usually going to get that guy that just kind of has that one off season, right? Like where it's like, well, he threw for 5,000 yards. He's amazing. And then doesn't do anything. Green Bay's built just to absorb all of that and just be consistent all the time. So I love that take on Jordan, and I think he is just progressing at a really great level. And I've said it since last offseason, like his next step is that maturity, right? Like being able to handle that pressure. I love seeing a little fire. He got fired up in New York a little bit. Like just you know, taking that cap off just every once in a while to show that inside. But I want to go to the defense. We talked about Halfley versus Ben Johnson. I'm so excited to see what Halfley dials up. I could see, like, as I'm thinking of this game, I'm like, I would love to see Micah Parsons in the middle of the field a lot. And force Caleb Williams to think that he can get to the edge and, you know, do his rollouts and things like that, where Micah is just spying him and then just going and being disruptive. Do you see like those types of games happening against this Bears offense?
Yeah. And what I like about what they've done now with Micah is he has, you know, 3-4 months in this defense now, right? So him and Halfley have been able to sit down, figure out what works, what doesn't work, have that conversation. And he was as impactful, you know, operating above the center, operating in the inside, as I think any game this season against Detroit. He was really giving them fits. And that's a good offensive line. They were a little beaten up. But, I mean, seeing him completely blow past Taylor Decker, I mean, this shows you when you try to get him one-on-one, it doesn't matter who the offensive lineman is. They're in for a hard, you know, a hard day's work. So the challenge here for Green Bay now is Devontae Wyatt's out for the season. Lucas Van Ness, I just got back from practice. You know, he's still on the side here with this foot injury that's been nagging him here for the last 2 months. Those are two guys that allow Green Bay to do a little bit more defensively. I mean, Van Ness has been the guy that can be that three tech inside in a nickel package, and you don't have him right now. So how do you cover up those spots? Who fills those spots? Once they figure that out, you know, if you get Carl Brooks back, you know, the way that Kingsley Nagbari's playing, you know, maybe they get Brenton Cox Jr. back here for the stretch run. There's more flexibility that I think you can have with Micah Parsons, because as much as we talk about him as a pass rusher, for what everybody tried to throw mud on his name coming out of Dallas about how he defends the run, I think he's been really solid in that way too. Yeah. So wherever you place him, it's going to make your defense better, but it's what is the areas he's not going to be in that front. How do you make up for it? So I think that means that Rashawn Gary has a really big part to play here down the stretch. I think all those interior defensive linemen stepping up is going to be huge. But to have someone like Parsons, really going back to when, you know, when you look at when Clay Matthews was in the middle of that defense and the end of 14 and 15, I don't think they've had anyone quite like this that can be that disruptive.
I love it. Okay. So you mentioned Lucas Van Ness. He's still in a boot. He's still on the sideline. So let's talk about injury report and some players. Saw Jaden Reed and Matthew Golden practicing today, but Bullard did not participate. So talk about those three players and what's going on there.
Well, Bullard's a big one. Now, we'll see exactly where things are at with him. I think he was limited yesterday, wasn't out there today. We'll get the injury report a little later today. Nate Hobbs is back in the equation, so that actually gives you a little bit more depth there at the nickel corner spot if something really truly is going on with Bullard. But the receiver thing is huge for Green Bay because you don't have Tucker Kraft, and I think you've seen a strategic, you know, schematic shift a little bit with how Green Bay is tailoring their offense. You're seeing more three wide receiver concepts. You're seeing more of those guys rotating in. And if you can get Jaden Reed back, I mean, the thing that everybody I don't think has been talked about enough this season, Green Bay has played a bulk of the season without their leading receiver for the past 2 years.
Yeah.
And that guy has been, in a lot of cases, that safety valve for Jordan Love when you need to move the sticks. Getting him back would be huge. And then hoping that, you know, Golden can get past this wrist injury. It started with the shoulder. That's behind him. He's not on the injury report with that anymore. But now it's this wrist that's taken him out the last two weeks. So if those two guys are back in the cards and the way that Christian Watson's playing and Dontavian Wicks being as confident he is right now, I think that gives Green Bay's offense and its passing game something to hold its hat on the second half of the season, even when you don't have Tucker Kraft available.
I love that. Awesome. Yeah, Tommy, you got something before we wrap up?
Yeah, I have a question here. It's a little bit off of Bears-Packers for you, Wes. So a little easy question, super easy question. We have your guy, Mike Spofford, on. It's the first time we've had you on this show. You guys do a fantastic job with Packers Unscripted. It's always great. You should go check it out on the Packers YouTube page. However, I did have a question as to why on the pregame show you guys use the smallest table of all time to sit next to each other.
Vaseline in a way. I mean,
it is the biggest table ever for all of the Packers Unscripted, and then they put you guys on a sidebar table for this one. Is it a lack of cameras? A lack of the studio space?
The resources up there in Green Bay.
We blew our budget,
just
Tommy.
A little tight. Yeah, they spent it all on Micah.
Yeah.
So here, a couple quick stories here. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I love that you asked this because we got this beautiful studio, right? And I think Mason was in it a couple times during his time with the Packers. We spare no expense on cameras and backdropping. When we started Unscripted, we literally for the first 5 seasons that we did Unscripted, we had a table that we had taken from our Delaware North catering company.
Yeah.
That's what we used as our set. So this one here that you see is literally like the standard bar table that if you went up to the 5th floor on game day is like just standing around that people go in and drink at or eat their chicken tenders at. We use the same table. So my answer to that is I do not have a good answer for you on that.
It's authentic.
Other than the fact that they just really must like getting Spoff and I together. And because of that, we're both getting over this now. We both ended up getting sick about last week when we were in Detroit together. I think we're spending way too much time together.
Too close.
That's one of the quirks of this whole thing.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's like all the details, and then it was like no one finished the interior design on like where y'all are actually going to sit and film the thing.
It's like, does anybody got a table? Do we have a table here we can set up?
It's like between two ferns. Just,
exactly.
I like thinking that Mason Crosby is up in a suite at Lambeau, and he's like, hey, it's the same table, Wes Hyde.
Yeah, exactly.
Is right there.
Exactly. I'm eating my wings off this table.
Same table. Packers Unscripted right there.
Love it.
I love it. All right, man. Well, you feel good about this weekend? Flex to that 325.
You got a prediction for us?
Yeah, how you feeling? We're about to make our picks for the weekend.
Well, I have the Packer logo on here, Mitch, so I'm going to obviously go with the team here. But I do. I like Green Bay's chances in this. I just think it is ultimately going to come down to protecting the ball and not having the takeaways. That's where Chicago and Dennis Allen's defense has been really opportunistic this year. They're even better now that Jalen Johnson is back. So it's going to be on Jordan Love to make sure he takes care of that thing. And also Green Bay's running game. As much as I talked about what Chicago offers, Green Bay has to establish that, especially in these conditions. They have to own those conditions. They're not necessarily going to have the advantage of being able to practice in this and have that over their opposition. Chicago's doing the same thing. So if they get all that done, I feel good about the matchup. I think the crowd, too, you have to set the tone. Because in 2 weeks, a place that I don't think the Bears have lost this year at Soldier Field, they're going to get everything that Chicago fans have to offer. So the Packers side of things have to make sure they make this home field advantage as well.
Wes, real quick, prediction for the game tonight. Dallas.
I'm going Lions. Oh, yeah. Okay. Main reason for that, I think for the last 2 months, it's been win-loss for them. I just think the way that offense is structured, Dallas is impressive stuff offensively, but defensively have struggled to stop people. Quinnen Williams changes it a little bit, but I just feel like the Lions bounce back in that one. If they lose 2 out of 3 at home, though, in a 3-game homestand,
they're done.
It's going to be rough.
Yeah, it is. Wes, thank you so much for jumping on with us today. We will definitely catch up with you soon.
Yep. So glad I got to be your first. And I saw my brother in Colorado and over Thanksgiving. And so, just wanted to say hi from Reese as well. I know y'all have a good relationship as well.
Oh, dude, Reese is the man. I miss him. I gotta catch up with him here soon. I got to tell you too, Mason, I got my social media manager here, Renee Gabriel. I think you got to know during your retirement. She wanted me to say hello. So I'm blowing up her whole conference room here and everything, so I got to make sure I drop in
with a big table.
Yeah, how big's your table there? Is it good?
Nothing great today, guys. There we go.
Oh my god! All right, you could have 4 preview shows on that table, Wes.
Seriously.
It would take a while to get the cameras up here, though. That's a problem.
I love that.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right, Wes. I really appreciate you, man.
Thanks, Wes.
All right, thank you, guys. Have a great.
Yeah, follow him on all the socials at Wes Hod, WESHOD, Wes Hod. Wes is the best.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That was great.
Dude, that was the cutest table ever.
Two guys in a little table.
And then they just, all they have is like the sideline, chrome pad on there. Like they can't fit anything else.
They got like a lower third, makes them look even more.
You can't even get a coffee mug on there.
Now the coffee's spilling in an instant. Well,
and like the rest of their show's on this massive table. Like, what are they doing?
Nobody knows. Let's make our picks. Coming up next, this is the Mason Crosby Show presented by Verizon. Remember, it's the 19th annual Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest going on right now at Blaine's in Oak Creek. If you can't get there, text TOYS to 34984, 34984. Just give the gift of a toy and a smile this holiday season. This is the Mason Crosby Show.
Yeah, buddy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.